might be solid kadaitim in korek. He also asked it with Ochalaisis. Now, the Shakuritai of Gemore was as follows. Gemore, I mean, the kasha was, why does the Torah have to mention, especially with Osakosu, that Yidin is not the Eichet, the Lysis of Chores of Achisishu. Without especially Osakosu, I should say it's Arasroe, that it's not there. So the Gemore wanted to say that the reason is why the Torah had to mention, especially with Osakosu of Aleo, because from the posik of this Varu Eish, I would say that generally, and this is Eichet Eishim Chores, because therein the Torah tells us that Onshi Bezdin is not the Eichet Shabbos, the implication being that Bialmi in any other place, and Esi is the Eichet, Eloise she has because. So maybe I should say that he is the Eichet Rachis Isho. So that's why the Torah had mentioned Olel. So the Gemara said, so the Gemara refuted that. And it's not, the reason is why the Torah had to mention, especially the Sakosu from the Sparo Ito from the Zichet, that Mrs. Bezdin is not the Eichet Shabbos, not because Mrs. Bezdin should be the Eichet, but because of his special Kalvachena. So Shabbos because Aveide is relatively homo as against Shabbos, because Aveide is Deicha Shabbos. So still Mrs. Bezdin is Deicha Aveide. So if Mrs. Bezdin is Deicha, that which is relatively homo, so it should be Deicha Shabbos that is relatively not so homo. So that's why the Torah had to mention it. But there is no general din that has a Deicha Lesh Rikos. So now the Gemara asks, according to the Hava Mitzvah, that the Pshat in the Braise is that not for Chomish V'Seichem, I would say that we have Exer Sakoso, that Ese is Deiche, generally Ese is Deiche, and Ese, like the Ese of Mrs. Bezdin, is the Eichel is the chorus like Shabbos, but Mrs. Bezdin is not the Eichel. So the Gemara asks, what's the pshat in the price? Umay, this all could I can be called or says the Eichel is to say, my aim is because what's the pshat of my aim? Now the Roshna price is as follows. Vichyir, vishmur, odam, vishon, nema, vichyir, vishchit, vishchit, mokos, vihumos. Shemayani ben Mechil ben Bishabbos. So the answer of Mrs. Bezdin is Deich. Umani b'kai b'chal nishim b'shom loch is Bezdin oyeine. Elafu Mrs. Bezdin. Umani b'kai b'umad b'chil loy Shabbos. Oyeine. Umani b'kai b'umad b'chil loy Shabbos. And then again oyeine. What's the pshat? According to the Hava Min Abigimor. So umay b'shrodat b'mikor says Deich alayisi say umay yeine dikoma. Hoche koma. Mani bikai mechalel meis yumos b'shom elochis. Chutz mi Mrs. Bezdin. Avu Mrs. Bezdin doch a Shabbos. Dio se ese v'doch ala itzese. Even ala ishi v'kotz. That's one alternative. But there is another alternative. Hoda omar, im adam rin no se ese v'dich ala itzese. Lo itzese kreide. Lo ishi v'kotz mi Shabbos li doch. So that's the pshat. In the price, oye einay ela afiru Oyeine Yalafilu Mrs. Bezd. Umani became whom as Bichel Beloy Bishats. Why? Because an essay is not the Echel Ishebekotz. Hoda Roma, and then again the price says, Oyeine Yalafilu Shabbos. Hoda Roma, Otu Esed the Echel Ishebekotz. Lav lo Ishebekotz Homomenei. Because Esed Vidochelei, Malichum Rezute, Malichum Rabbe. In other words, it's possible. To say, in other words, it's possible to argue both ways. There is good logic in either argument. There, you can say, we have it there as a cause of climate. That the race is a great, meichateise, that the race should be chorus could be nitche by an essay. That's one way of arguing, but you could argue the other way, just the reverse. After all, in race is a great, you also have degrees. All races agreed have the same degree of chemer. So there are certain lacesses that are more homo than other lacesses. And still we say that the Maaseh is Deyecheh. Every Loiseseh. It doesn't make any difference. So, whether a certain Loiseseh is a little more chamor or a little less chamor. So, Mimele it should be Deyecheh. Even though it should be Kores too. So, that's again Doyeine. Malichum Rezute, Malichum Rabbe. So, in other words, so I wouldn't know. So, Talmud Leima Loiseva. Talmud Leima Loiseva. Alright. Rashi, ומאי דיסולי כדאיתי, ונימה מיקורן, דהי דיסטריך לקרוא, משום דיו וכספי, אבא מיני עושה עשב דוח על איסה, מאי ואיני יחמוץ על נימה, ואי איני דולי דוחם, מאי תיסלון לתיתך, אימא דאמרין, היים דוד אבונה, אוי איני, אלא אפילו מיסס בזן לתיתך לה בשם שריש בקורס, עוד אומר, אותו עשב דידוחה, היים דוד אבונה, אוי איני, אלא אפילו בשם עשב, לאו לא איסה, לאו לא איסה חומו מנה, שערי לא יקנו לו, So, I mean, we cannot say that the reason, if the pshat in Ese Deyecheh Loiseseh had been, because an Ese, Bito Lo Ese, it constitutes a relatively avir echmur against the violation of Loiseseh. So then, I would say, then I should say, when can a Bito Lo Ese constitute a greater avir than a Bito Lo Loiseseh, that is, if it's a Loiseseh great? But as against the Leishi Bekores, so certainly the beetle of an essay could not be more humble than the beetle of a Leishi Seshiyeh Bekores. But the truth is that every Leishi Seshiyeh, even Leishi Seshiyeh, is more humble than an essay. And still there is Exeris HaKosu, that an essay is Deiche, a Leishi Seshiyeh. So Memele, even though a Leishi Seshiyeh is more humble than an essay, so it's a special Zakosu, the Nessi Deiche Leishi Seshiyeh. There is no logic in it. That's because it's a cause of. So maybe it should be Deiche. Elisha should be Kores too. Because Elisha Kredi is also Mochamu. Ten an S, and still an S is Deiche. Anyway, so we see from this Gemara. Otu Ese, Hoto Roma, Otu Ese, Deiche Elisha Se. Lav Elisha Se Chomu Menei. So we see that Elisha Se is relatively Chomu as against the S. That we see. So Rabbi Kredi says, Ein Ramban Parshi Yisrei, Biposuk Zocher Asim HaShabbos. Now, Rabbi Kiveya was a big daiken. Many times he says, Ayin. And he doesn't say, Koshin. Sometimes you'll find that he'll say, Ayin, Uchtzas Solchiyu. And sometimes you'll find that Rabbi Kiveya says, Ayin, Ayin Shom, and Vitzolchiyu God. And sometimes he'll say, Luizachisilovi, Teime Godlight. I mean, all kinds of expressions. Here, he doesn't even say, Uktsasochim. Uktsasochim. But you'll see, I mean, those who write Chiburim, so you'll see that they mention that Rabbi Kiveya rests the Kashi here. But it's not that Rabbi Kiveya rests the Kashi. Rabbi Kiveya wants everyone to think for himself and understand that there is no Kashi. What does the Ramban say, Parshi Yisrei? The Ramban says, Parshi Yisrei. And the Posik of Zocher, Siva Shabbos Likache, Zocher, Vishome, Vidborech, he discusses it. So he says that the reason as to why an essay is Deichel Leisese, because an essay is more Chovif Ligale HaKodesh Boku than a Leisese. Than a Leisese. So, on the surface, this tends to indicate that the Avere involved in Bitl Essay is more homo than the Avere involved in the violation of a Leis. So, then it's a stira. So then our Gemara, he says, contradicts the Ramban, if that is the Kavonet. But if Rav Gileya had felt that is the Kavonet of the Ramban, he would say, Tzorchim, Temegodol, Tzorchim. He doesn't say anything. He just says, Ayin Ramban Parshi Yisrei, Biposik Zocher Asim HaShavs. So if Rabbi Kiveya had been the type of a person who wants to show Pkiyas, so then you could say, he just wants to show that the Ramban mentions this din of Hesed Echalaisis. But Rabbi Kiveya certainly wasn't that type of a person, so why did he mention it? In other words, what Rabbi Kiveya meant was that superficially one could think that our Gemara Yisei Seah, the Ramban,
because the Ramban says there that the reason is twice is the Chalitza say because the Nesi is more chobish lakodesh bo, for lakodesh bo. And now Gemara says no, that Chalitza say is more chomot than Nesi, but it's still it's a kosher. But the pshat in the Ramban is not that an essay is more homo, is more homo than a lace essay. That an essay is more homo, the avir of bitla essay is more homo than a lace essay. That not. Of course, a lace essay is more homo. We see it in many ways. Ligabi tshuve we see. Over a lace, even without in kippah, luizos mishomach meichlan lay. It doesn't have to wait till Yom Kippur to have a kaporet mure. But over Alei is it. So, until Yom Kippur, you cannot have a kaporet mure, you can have a kaporet tzas. But a kaporet mure with tshuve, without Yom Kippur, you cannot have. So we see that Alei is more chomo than Alei. I mean, there are many rayas that Alei is more chomo. But the Ramban says, in other words, if we are going to ask what kind of an Einesh B'dei Shemayim will get for the Bitl Esse, and for the violation of Elei Seseh, so then we have to say that inasmuch as the violation of Elei Seseh constitutes a more serious avera transgression than Bitl Eseh, that the Inesh B'dei Shamayim, so as far as Inesh B'dei Odom is concerned, so that's no criterion, because the smach says, now there is a aloche, that the smach says that one should not draw the conclusion that if, let's say, for a certain avere there is an einesh of nisi, and for a certain avere there is no einesh, that's the raya that the avere that is followed by an einesh is more serious than the avere that is not followed by an einesh, because sometimes the Torah doesn't provide for an einesh, because it's got lavin in say, and the smag mentions an example. Not aloche mavir as nila melech, so it's chayiv mise if he sacrifices his son to the melech. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that only if he's mavir mikzazare, only one of his sons. But suppose he sacrifices all his sons, so he's potter of mise. Could anyone in his right mind say that the reason is why he's potter of mise is because when he sacrifices all his sons, so the avera is not as great as when he sacrifices one son? One couldn't say that. So the smach says there the reason is good lavin mise. I mean, we're not mechuyev. What? I mean, are we supposed to know what the reason is? But one thing is clear. It could very well be because good lavin mise. But that's not the important thing. We see from that that the fact that the Torah patterns a certain avarian from a mise, that does not mean that under these circumstances, so the avere is less. Avere is less. There might be other reasons. So if, let's say, so in regard to Einesh B'dei Odom, so the fact that one avere is followed by a more serious einesh than another avere is no test whereby we can determine that this avere is mochom, because there might be other reasons. The Rambam in Mir Nevuchim discusses, I mean, all the factors that determine the intensity of an einesh. So the chimer avere is one of the factors, but the other factors the Rambam in Mir Nevuchim points out. Masha'im came, Rigabe Onshim Lishamayim, so that's certainly true. If, in other words, an Avera Chmuro is followed by a more serious penalty with Lishamayim than Avera Kal, an Avera Chmuro. So, in regard to what Inish follows a certain Avera, so then it's certainly true that if it's violation of one avere is followed by more serious einesh b'dei shamayim than the violation of another avere, that the one that is followed by more serious einesh is averech mor. But that does not mean that as far as the schar is concerned, so you can also apply a similar rule. And in other words, you cannot say that if a certain avera is followed by more serious einish, that in melee, when one refrains from that avera, so the schar is greater. That you cannot say. In other words, there is Shabbos is kulo keneged kol atira kulo, and tzitzes is kulo keneged kol atira kulo, but it's on different levels. Shabbos is kulo keneged kol atira kulo in the sense that the einish of Shabbos is kulo keneged kol atira kulo, and that's the reason as to why mumul v'chal Shabbos faresye is a mumul chal atira kulo. It means if someone is a mumel achil Shabbos faresye, so it's considered as if he had been a mumel all the mitzvahs at all. Because Shabbos kol kenek katir kol means the einish. So Shabbos is kol kenek katir kol. But mitzvah tzitzis is kol kenek katir kol. It doesn't mean that in the einish, that if one is mevatel mitzvah tzitzis, so his einish is greater than the einish that is involved in being mevatel mitzvah tzvil. Chas v'sholem. The schar of tzitzis is greater. That's the pshat. So mimele, the Ramban only says, that a mitzvah is more chaviv, l'akodesh baruch hu. A kiyum mitzvah saseh is more chaviv, l'akodesh baruch hu, than a kiyum mitzvah lo saseh, than the fulfillment of mitzvah lo saseh. That means when a Jew who fulfills the mitzvah saseh, so his schar is much greater than a Jew who refrains from a lo saseh. So that does not contradict what the Gemara says here. That does not contradict what the Gemara says here. So here it means that the Einish for transgressing Eloisaseh is greater, for transgressing Eloisaseh is greater than the Einish b'dishamayim for failing to fulfill an asay. But the Ramban says it's more chovin, that means that the schar for fulfilling an asay is greater than the schar for refraining from being given Eloisaseh. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda means. Alright. Now, Lav Leises Echon Menei Shar Elikinolo. So, the Rashi points out, Lav Leises Echon Menei Shar Elikinolo. In other words, that there is Malkes. So that's a Raya, that the Leises say. But even though the Rambam and the Nebuchim and the Smad, they all point out that the fact that there are certain Onshin for certain Averes does not prove that these averes are more chmureis, only the Einish with the Shemayim is a criterion, but the Einish with them not. But so Rashi is made that in each specific situation we cannot say just because for one avere there is malkes and another avere there is no malkes, that avere for which there is malkes must necessarily be chomo, then the avere for which there is no malkes. Sometimes there are other factors, but here we can determine, because here there is a general rule that for a bitul asay there is no malkes, and there is a general rule that for a leis asay, except if it is dumya de lav dechsime. So there is a general rule that any leis asay that is dumya de lav dechsime is a lavshin b'maisa, it's not a lavshin pazoras mitzvah, and so on. So any leis asay dumya de lav dechsime there is malkes. So that is a riot. That it's that generally speaking, a leis asay is more chomo than an essay. But there could be a few exceptions. Let's say the essay of mile or of pekom pesach. So there is chorus for it. So that's more chomo than a regular leis asay for which there is malchus. But on account of the fact that there is a general rule for a leis asay, there is malchus. Except if it's lavshin b'maisei or lavshin tashlumim, and there is a general rule that for an essay there is no malkes, so that indicates that generally a lois essay is more homo than generally an essay. Alright, elos al gdaito. Oh yeah, all right. That one. Now let's go to the tesis. Mushov is the cause of Rachmon Elomel. Davov Amud Beis. Vihoti Dashina Mufirikam Adi Shabbos. Vihol Mushov is the Atomavir. Avo Atomavir Vimdur As Beis Amerike. Now Tesis mentions this Gemore, which is only in the Havamin of the Gemore, in the Maskon of the Gemore, so it doesn't remain like that. So the, in the Maskon of the Gemore is that it's only a Drabono. In other words, there is a Haloche, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, that one is not allowed to kindle a log of wood just before Shkia, Friday, late in the afternoon, just before Shkia. Let's say Shkia is, let's say this Friday was 10 minutes after 4, so one was not allowed to kindle a log of wood, let's say, at 8 minutes after 4. Why? Because it will not take within 2 minutes. So the fire will not overtake the major part of the log of wood. So Mimele, there is a gzeira. Maybe after Shkia, he'll kindle the log of wood. So there is a gzeira. But in Beis Hamikdash, in the certain chamber in the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kehanim used to warm their feet, so there, one is allowed before Shkia, even if 2 minutes before Shkia, to kindle logs of wood. Why? Even though there is no enough time left before sunset for the fire, for the flame to overtake the major part of the log of wood. Why? Because Kehanim's reasoning, so they're not likely to forget and be Mechal Shabbos. This is the Maskon of the Gemara. But the Gemara had a Havamine that is Exeres HaKos. It's Exeres HaKos. Bichol Mishovei Isi Atomavir. Avol Atomavir Bimdures Beis HaMeket. That was the Havamine of the Gemara. So now it's a special Exeres HaKos. Bishibarish Bichol Mishovei Seichem Bichol Mishovei Isi Atomavir. So even before Shabbos, but close to Shkia. Close the Shkia. You're not allowed to be mavi, unless before Shkia, so the major part of the log of wood will be overtaken by fire. Avol at the mavi ben duras b'samiket, even a mashu before Shkia, and even though there is no sufficient time left before Shkia for the fire, for the flame to overtake the whole log of wood. So that was Avam in the Gemara. So Tesis is the Kashi Vodi Darshino before the Talmud Bishat Bichol Mishol Nisi Atomavi Avol Atomavi Midurat Bisameike Halatim Bisameike Haimi Mishum Dehavu Leili Michtav Mishoveis. So Tesis Kashi is directed against the Havamin of the Gemara. How could the Gemara even for a moment think that this Isra of kindling a log of wood Somuch Lishkiyah Friday is an Israel Raisa, and this is due and it's implicit in this posik, because otherwise why does the Torah have to say Bichol Mishoveis? But the Bichol Mishoveis is not superfluous, so how could it even in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Salgadaitach of the Gemara, be applied for this Aloche of Avatamavim Durav Misamekim? The reason is why the Torah says Bichol Mishoveis is to advise us that even Bezn is Mechuyev in its execution, so is mechuyev to comply with the dinim of Shabbos. Hayne mishum dehavu lichtav mishoveis uksid mishveisechem umedleksid loisivaru bichol gvulchem uksid mishoveis mashma dosel rov uvisei perikam adikush vikoma mishoveis dikos rachmoni gav Shabbos lo amelim salk tzod gimora se salk lai dachamin hori uvin yedem yadis ksid. So, but here we see that the time, the purpose of the expression Mishoveis is to advise us that Misas Bezdin is not Eich Shabbos. So, Loi Midoi Sevareish B'chol Mishveseich HaKadorish. Elo, because Mishoveis Gabi Shabbos is mentioned in Tupsukim. So, the Gemara in Kedushin does not have reference to the posik of this in Vayakeh, or Isibaru Eish,
בכל מי שישייכם. אבל מכוח הנה דמיר על הקיינים, תרסיף שבא סילה לשם בכל מי שישייכם, דאר הוקרו בניון הנימי יקסים. So the Gemara in Dushan has reference to the Mishavah that is mentioned in the Pasuk of Shabbos Yilad Hashem B'chol Mishvei Seichem, not to the Mishavah that is mentioned in the Pasuk of Mishvah Lo'ish B'chol Mishvei Seichem. Oh, yeah, in the Alephim of the Shabbos. Mishum Mali Chumre, Rabbe Mali Chumre Zite. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. I mean, why? But the Maskol of the Gemara is the Oyeinei, when the Tanei, the Baisa says Oyeinei, the Baisa doesn't mean Oyeinei because of Malichum Rabba Malichum Razute, but because of his special Kalachem. But according to the Havami, Hitcha Rabba Yudah Keyem Deich, Boy Leik Mere Bishmoel Kreb Yesi, Domar Abor Lilav Yotzes, Bo Bifiri Kami Bishabes, Oma Adere Bishmoel Koro Bihito, Vyoma, so was Eivir Adis, Rabba Bore, Vyoma Uchshiv, Ole Bis Amigdosh, so he wrote down in the Pinkes, Uchshiv, Ole Bis Amigdosh, Obi Chateshmeino, Almo the Bavori Yishkoretz. Now, if Rabbi Shmuel had agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Yehisi that Lilav Yotzeh, so it's, there is no Koretz, and Chatos, one is Mechuyeh v'Chatos only for an Aveira that there is a Koretz. Wait, Koshin, Dinei Dernai Rabbi Yehisi, Mikol Mokim Ilav Lissi Varu, Ava Amine Dimises Vezd Nameidach Yishabeh. So, even if we say that it's Rabbi Yehisi, so Mikol Mokim Ilav Lissi Varu, Amine Dimises Vezd Nameidach Yishabeh Shumal Lechum Rabbe Mal Lechum Rezut. Wie aber gab nicht was nicht schon haben noch eben denke kurz auf diese Waru ist doch Name oder aber es ist schon die lecke skille die nehmen mal ich um gerade mal ich um das ist na wo ist der code in der haben mit dem morgen of course a code must come up the morning so there is no cash because the way they is not based upon the concept of mal ich um gerade cuz but because of his special kavachema but the code the haben mit dem morgen so me mail even if it's rabiesi. So why did Gemara say my love, Rabnosin? What even does it make Rabnosin, Rabbi Yehisi? And Gemara is assuming Malichum Rabbe, Malichum Rezute. So there may be no difference whether it's a love sheish bikores or love sheish bikores. Yehish leimad lavoch e porch shabbat. Alright. Time and because of Rachmona lo yisivah. Ho lavoch e dof. Bisomuch muchach. Tluiboy lo yimei mahashte. Midi yitzrich lo yisivahu. Leesir. Mi chval di baal medoch. Die Miforesh, die Lavlisa Avaru, hava amine de litre, kmoi beklaim, bitzitze de malichum rab malichum bezut. Witzlis vali gufe, so again, Tesis is directed against the Salpetaitok of the Gemara, that the Pshat in the Praise is based upon the premise of malichum rab and malichum rezute. Because once we accept the Maskona of the Gemara, So then, we can't answer the original kasha of the Gemara. Why did the Torah have to mention all that? V'im teima, v'chiv d'li gufei yitzrich. Chiv d'li gufei yitzrich. So, adarabe, neilach mehoche d'loi doche. D'loi amrino malichum rabbe malichum rezut. In other words, we learn out from that. The generally speaking, there is a and as is the religion because. As is the religion because. So, why? Because the Torah did not have to tell us, even as it is not the religion she has become. So, Mimele, generally speaking, so why does the Torah have to tell us, Gabe, Misas Bezn, that it's not the Shabbat? But the question is, so, Monefshech, if without the Posik, if without the posse, some mele, I wouldn't know. So I only know because there is a posse. So how do I know? How do I know to interpret this Zerasakosov in the sense that only here it's not deiche. But generally speaking, it is deiche. Maybe the pshat nixer sakosef is that we do not say malichum rab malichum rezute because the whole salkedaita of the Gemara was based upon the premise that in Rasvore we have to say malichum rab malichum rezute. So if in Rasvore we have to say malichum rab malichum rezute, so if the Torah didn't mention nixer sakosef of Moshe Seifer, what would I say? That Mrs. Bezniz deiche Shabbos. with Midesav is as best like any other Esav. So the Torah has to tell us, no, but how do I know that the Pshat Yitzhak Akosov is only the Esav is as best is not Yitzhak Shabbos, but any other is not? Maybe the Pshat Yitzhak Akosov is the Esav is as best is not Yitzhak, because no Esav is Yitzhak. And if the Torah didn't tell us that, then Mr. Asvorek, by applying the Lomdes of Malecham Rav Malecham Rosite, I would say that the Esav Mrs. Bezdin, like any other Esav, should be Deiche. So the Torah tells us here, the Esav Mrs. Bezdin is not Deiche, not because the Esav Mrs. Bezdin is peculiar, but because no Esav is Deiche, contrary to the Svore that I should say, if there hadn't been this Zerzakos. This case is Kasu. Yesh Leima, to imotze le meila for the love she yesh be Mises. כמו בשבת, בלי כסכירה, אבל עד שיש ביקורס גרידה, בעצם אמרינו, מה לחומרי רבי, מה לחומרי זאת? Because, in as much as מצד עצמו, in other words, the Gemara's Salket Aitoch was based upon the premise that Mr. Asvore we have to say Malachum Rabbe Malachum Rezute. But we, so we made a mitzah that Svore, from the point of view of that Svore, we should say Mrs. Bezdin should be Deiche. Shabbos too? And not only a lazy shir of the chorus, because we have to apply Malachum Rab Malachum Rezute all the way, even a lazy shir of the skiller. So now that the Torah says that the Mise, that the essay of Mrs. Bezdin is not Deiche love of Shabbos, which is a love of skiller, so Memele, I certainly can say that herein we have a Xeris HaKosu, that we do not apply Malachum Rab, the lomdes of Malachum Rab Malachum Rezute in regard to Elisa skill. But Masrinke, in regard to Elisa Kores, that is not Elisa skill, we don't have such exercise akosu. So Mimele we can learn out from that. And Elisa Kores, it is there. Vamine, we don't have the Kores. But in Achaname, so according to that halamin of the Gemara, so the posik of Aleo is needed in regard to Chesisho, but not in regard to Kalosa or Chamisa. Even though there is a Hekesh de Rabbeine, but the Hekesh of the Rabbeine, the Hekesh of the Rabbeine is only with Humre. This is already mentioned it before, but not the Kure. In Name, as the Name me the Yitzri, Kidoi, in Chitzi, Shalo, in a. So in other words, this introduces a confusion. This is the second paragraph of this. A great deal of confusion. So what does Jesus say? In Name, has the name me the Yitzchru, ki the real, vein cheshi shalom in me. So in other words, there are two rishonim cases. Now the Havamin of the Gemara, of course, it doesn't have any relevance a little Mastan of the Gemara, but it has relevance only a little Havamin of the Gemara. That the posit of the Sivaru, the Chomish Vitecha, is a Zerasakosu, that an essay is Deichelisis as she has recorded. So there are two things. According to the first Lashon HaTeisvei, so the real reason as to why an essay is Deichelisis as she has recorded is because of the Svore of Malachum Rezute. So really that means that according at this stage in the Shulchan Italian of the Gemara, so the reason as to why is the Yechelish Bekores because of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Tam Bitzitzes. Because of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Tam Bitzitzes. So Memele and the Gzeras HaKosuv in the Svara in Chomish Viseichem tells us that even though from the point of view of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Tam Bitzitzes and what they should be doing so even a Lisa Shishel to Mise, so that's the Gzeras HaKosuv of the Svara in Chomish Viseichem. No, limitation. So the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mishvi Seichem imposes a limitation on the general scope of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mishvi Seichem. Without the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mishvi Seichem, the scope would even be so broad as to include the lazy system of the mist.
So what we say here, don't limit the scope, the scope of the possible for finding. In other words, that you don't have the right to want to fulfill this myth. But it does apply to what we say to Israel Torres. So, in final analysis, why is the Blessed Israel to Israel Torres? Because of the Takos of Flying Teachers. Second Moshe Teisha says, no. That the reason is why the Gemara at this stage assumed that the Blessed Israel to Israel to Torres because of the Xeris Takos in a way similar to the Xeris Takos of Shafoka Kishmur, the Kukum Hayom Bukhazi. So, what is the Chad there? Since the Torah tells us that the Tibetan is not Bukhay, so it's a Xeris Takos, but only Tibetan is not Bukhay. But any other Mitzvah is there. So, it's not the basis. So, yes, since the Torah tells us that this is the conversation, this is the truth, that the Hashem is, so it's exactly possible for Alma that the Alma in this, the Mitzvahs are saying, we don't have a for the Torah. But then the question arises, so it's not based upon the Svare of Malus in the Rabbi Malus in the Sute. And the very Gemara, and the Gemara says, you can follow that the Saltipan, the Gemara was, the whole view that the message of the Torah is based upon the lenders of Malach and Rabbi Malach and Rezu. So he says, in our message, we at least can read when the Torah is our own name. So what does this mean? So take this parable, and if you go over the Rambam, doesn't discuss it to me what it is, but he mentions it, put in our scenario in regard to the Torah of Kibbutz. But it's the same number. So the basic meaning is this. Malachum was given Malachum the second Shabbos. But the number says, we
too thin. Not too wasted. They're too small. Don't try to think.
Category of human inside. But this is say is more humble.
So what does it mean
that you should learn of this
story? and we should tell someone that they are beaten to him so. So those who tell me will talk to this story of every man of flying literature. Not enough, but it tells us a tango. Which story do you call it? Because we don't know, so then the time that two years, so we have the maximum, we have the maximum, we have the maximum. So that's why the tower can't be there. That's why the tower can't be there. We saw it. So why don't we do seconds in the tower? So we do seconds in the
but
Elo wird sich atmen. Da kann man sich atmen. our tzitzit sidni behind the kibbutz is the other also a full kibbutz. So in other words, the doctor is directed to kill the salvation of the Gemara. But the reason as to why the Torah had to mention this Zvarish Chonshe Sirchem is because without the Zvarish Chonshe Sirchem, I could operate in the Svore, of Malachim Rabbe, Malachim Rozut. Some militaries is in the Kashi. So since without the posse, I would say Malachim Rabbe, Malachim Rozut, according to the Haranim of the Gemore, Haranim of the Gemore. So the Torah tells us the Tavore, the S of Mrs. Besdin, the Tavore of Bishop Siro, is Madach Yeshabes. But the Posit literally deals with the Tavore that is involved in Bishop Siro. And that is not Manish, the moment when the Mrs. Besdin is found out. Because when is the Mrs. Besdin carried out? When the psilo, the burning psilo, the molten psilo is put into the mouth of the basket. Then the Mrs. Besdin is carried out. So all the Torah says here is you cannot do the Chal Shabbos in order to prepare the psilo. But it should be fit for the execution of the basket. That you cannot do. So, since the last one, I would say that it should be there. But we have a special Zerasakosu. We have a special Zerasakosu that the dress of Mrs. Benz is not Beirich HaShabbos. And the states were said in one verse before, because, in other words, that it cannot apply to a lot of Mrs. Benz. It can only apply to a lot of Mrs. But not to a lot. So, only because we have that Zerasakosu. But this Zerasakosu deals with the Hechsher, not with the Gufa Mitzvah. Not with the Gufa Mitzvah of executing the Nid. So, in regard to the execution itself, not a preparatory step towards the execution. But the execution itself, we have no Zerasakosu. And if we have no Zerasakosu, so we have to operate, we have to apply Svore. And what's the Svore? The Svore is that Malichumre Rabbe, Malichumre Zute. So Mimele, even in regard to Elisa's issue, even if it's Bezden, we should apply the Svore of Malichumre Rabbe, Malichumre Zute. So wherever the Mechil Shabbos is done, be it the mamesh, at the fulfillment of the mitzvah, let's say by Sayyid. By Sreife, so there is a full Shabbos that is done prior to the fulfillment of the execution. Mashayim came Gabi Sayyid for Gabi Chenek, so then the Moloche is done mamesh at the time of the execution. We have no Gzir Sakosuf, that kind of Chil Shabbos is not Nitre. We only have the Gzir Sakosuf in regard to a Hechsher, the preparation of the psilo. And since, according to the Chavamin of the Gemara, we have to operate with the Svore of Malachum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute, so whatever, except to the extent that we have Xerasakosov to the contrary. But the Xerasakosov to the contrary we have only in regard to the Hechsher, but in regard to the execution itself, we have no Xerasakosov. So we should apply the general principle of Ezeni Chaleis to say Malachum Rabbe, Malachum Rezute. It should apply all the way, even in regard to the relations of Sheish with Mrs. Bez. Let's take this question. V'yeis leima, v'chol duchtin, ma'shvinon ma'chshere mitzvah she'yefshe la'sis and erach Shabbos ki mitzvah atzim. V'itnam v'ferik ha'bleza demir, im lehim, u'v'psochim v'yitim v'dvorim. Klal omar, Klal omar Rav Akiva, v'oche b'yef shel asis aksile merav Shabbos, midi yitzlich kolim. So then the whole concept of b'yidne falls down, collapses. So what does Beis say? That v'chol duchti mashvino machshere mitzvah sh'yef shel asis merav Shabbos, ki mitzvah atzmo. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't say it in Shabbos. The Gemara says, there is a machleket between Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar, and of course we pass like Rav Akiva, as to whether machshir mitzvah she'efshal aseison me'arif Shabbos is deicher Shabbos
Oh, it's not Birchat HaShemes. So according to Rabbi Lazer, a male is allowed to carry the zemel, the instrument, on Shabbos, even though he could prepare it Friday, to leave it in the house of the Tinaik on Friday. But if he didn't prepare it in the house of the Tinaik, so according to Rabbi Lazer, so a male is allowed to carry Vishisarab in the instrument. But of course, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos, he didn't have a Shabbos. So Yim Shochach Eserei Zemel, Merav Shabbos, so he's not allowed to carry. Even the Carmelist is not allowed to carry. So the Gemara, the Loshin of the Mishnah is, Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. So he is not the Hashanah. Teisve says the Bechol Duchte Machshivino Machshire Mitzvah Shiyef Shemasi Socherev Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzmo Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. Where does the Gemara, the Mishnah say that? Ki Tam Ferech Baza Demire Im Lo Heivi. So there the Mishnah says Im Lo Heivi Eso Izemel So Oseh Oseh Lahavir Derech Rishus Rabim Even Derech Kamales It's Oseh, the Paisa says. Even the Rachamalas is also. But, so where does the Gemara say that if it's Yefsheh, Machshirei Mitzvah, Yefsheh, so it's Deicha Shabbos, but Teisus was Midayuk from the Loshen. The Loshen of the Gemara is Machshirei Mitzvah She'efsheh La'aseh Somerav Shabbos. Machshirei Mitzvah She'efsheh La'aseh Somerav Shabbos. He's in the Deicha Shabbos. Let's say he forgot to prepare the Zemel in the home of the Tinnik. So that's Efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. The implication being that if it's Efshar, so then it's Deicha Shabbos. So what does this mean? Now suppose the male, it was Efshar. So suppose the male was in prison, and he was released from prison on Shabbos. And then the father of the baby asked him to be mal, it's him Ashmini. So will Teisa say that in such a case, it was Efshar? He had no opportunity of preparing it, so he'll be allowed to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Keren Eiro HaNeirem has a whole discussion on that question, because the Mishnah says, Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. So is Deiche Shabbos. Machshir mitzvah she's la'aseis HaMerav Shabbos, so is in Deicha Shabbos. How about a case, so Meir Shochach HaSeis Emel, so it's Efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. So the Keren Eiro discusses this question. He discusses this question. Suppose it's a Machshir mitzvah that it is, he could not do it before Shabbos, he just couldn't. There was no way. Could it be Deicha Shabbos or not? Now let's say Hakrovas. So he has the question about Tikkun HaMizbeach. Now, Korban Shekavula Izman. Every Aveda that's Kavula Izman, so is Deicha Shabbos. It can be marked for the Korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. I mean, Korban Tomi and everything. But Machshirei. Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. Suppose the Mizbeach was Nivga. So if it was Nisgam before Shabbos and it wasn't Nisakein before Shabbos, of course you're not allowed to be Misakein. But the Keren Eiro discusses that question, the Keren Eiro Neirav. Suppose it was Nivgam on Shabbos. So it was She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos. Is one allowed to do a Meloche of Binyan in fixing the Mizbeach in order to be makri? And he comes to the conclusion that it is not. So in other words, when the Mishnah says Machshirei Mitzvah She'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos is the mitzvah atzmo, is machshir mitzvah she'efshar La'aseis HaMerav Shabbos, ein deicha nes amile. So it doesn't mean dafke the case where he was where he was able to prepare the zemel in the infant's home. It means, in other words, it means any act other than the act of milah itself. That's called, this is the conclusion of the Karen Aaron Aaron. Any act other than the act of milah itself. So what is meant by machmi? What is implied by machshirei? By Erev Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, the milah itself. But anything other than the milah itself, even if the circumstances were such that he wasn't able to prepare them, that's called machshirei mitzvah she'ef shel asis. Why? Because generally it is ef shel asis. So even if in a particular situation, it was ef shel, so it's not ef shel. It's not ef shel. And I mean, we have to pass it like that. I mean, it's inconceivable that it should be allowed under certain circumstances for the male to carry the zemel, because he was an onus, he couldn't have prepared. The father was also an onus, he couldn't have prepared. It's not mistak. But from this thesis, it's mashma not like that. This thesis says the behold duchti mash mashminot machshir mitzvah sheyef shalas isem erev Shabbos ki mitzvah atzmo. So here the Pasuk has reference to a case of Yef Shalasis Apsila Merav Shabbos. And even in that case, the Torah says you cannot prepare the psilon, even though it's yefsha. So on the basis of the general principle of triye, it should be there. So memele, here the Torah tells us, no, that it's not there. Only here. But now, so what does thesis mean? Now some say the thesis shite is like the piski thesis in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Zayin. Now Teisves all over, in many places, in Gittin, in Shabbos, in other places. So Teisves mentions that if the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not fulfilled mame simultaneously with the violation of the law, so there is no tri. And Teisves has to kashe chetzev lechotz mecherim, so we keifin es rabbi lasis in mecherim. Why? Because L'Toyu Bro L'Shem is its own. So Teisves says the Kashe, why shouldn't he be allowed to get married because the Eser Pruvu should be Deiche, the Loisese? So Teisves gives the Teretz, because when will it be kind of Eser Pruvu? So when will it be kind of Eser Pruvu b'shas marbiye, when she is Nisabe? But the lady says it will be very immediately b'shas aroye, so maybe it's not b'idne. But Teitzves, the Piske Teitzves in Zvochim, Daf Tzadik Zayin, says that where it's impossible to fulfill the essay except by doing something that is a necessary step towards the ultimate fulfillment of the essay, then it's considered b'idne. So maybe according to the Piske Teitzves, so we cannot say that the essay of Puovu is not deiche. Is not deiche the least self received deiche. We have to give other terutzim, so the other terutzim. But Teisve Shite is not like the Piske Teisve. So many say, I think that Rav Chonon too, that this Teisve accords with the Shite of the Piske Teisve in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Zayin. That where it's impossible to fulfill a mitzvah unless he does a certain hechsher, and without that hechsher he can, and that hechsher involves the violation of a license, and without that hechsher he cannot fulfill the essay, so then it's considered bid. In other words, so Teisves is really can it shite all over. Well, that's not mistaber, that Teisves should be chilek and it shite all over Shas. Oh, the Piske Teisves in Zvochim has the cheating. That where it's impossible to fulfill the essay except by being given the lease in the Hechsher, so then it's also considered the Idne. But
But Teisa Shita is not like that. So how is it Teisa says here, the Vohoche B'yev Shalasis Apsila Merav Shabbos? So still, and still there should be Triya, because it's here. No, so because of that, there should be Triya. So here is the Xeras HaKosov, that there is no Triya. So Memele, the same Xeras HaKosov applies to B'yidne Mamish, because this is also B'yidne. But Teisa Shita is not like the Teisves, the Piske Teisves in Zvochim Dapsar Zayin. So we have to say that Teisves doesn't mean that Piske Teisves Klal, that wherever it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah except to a certain hechsher, so then so it's considered being. But Teisves Shita here is that the preparation of the psilo, so that it should be fit for Srifas Baskeyen, is also in my summit. Why? Because you see, the kium ha-mitzveh of Misas Besdin does not consist in the maise of executing the nid, but it consists in the fact that the nid is executed. It's in the result, not in the maise. So Mimele, now you remember I discussed in the Gemara Davot, so I said that there is a machlikes between Rashi and the Ramban, because Rashi, the Gemara says Ligabe Binyan Bisamigdosh, that it's Hechsher Mitzvah, but according to the Ramban spells out that the reason is why it's Hechsher Mitzvah, because it has reference to the act of Mechameir in connection with Binyan Bisamigdosh. In other words, let's say it's necessary in order to build a Bis HaMikdosh, so he has to put a load of stones upon a Chameir, upon a Behemeh, and he has to follow that Behemeh. So he has to behave the Yisar of Mechameir on account of the Bin Bis HaMikdosh. So that's only Echshah. But the Bin itself, the putting of the layers of stone, one on top of the other, that's not Echshah Mitzvah. But according to Rashi, so that's according to Ramban, but according to Rashi, so even the act of building, of putting one layer of stone upon the other layer of stone, that's also Hechsher Mitzvah. Why? So how could that be Hechsher Mitzvah? That's the Gufa Mitzvah. The answer is because the Kiyum HaMitzvah does not consist in the act of building. The Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in the fact that the Bis HaMikdosh is born. And the Rambam says, I said, the Rambam is also much more than that, because the Rambam says that contributing money towards the Bis HaMikdosh also comes within the mitzvah of Yosel Mikdosh. If the mitzvah consisted, the Kima mitzvah consisted on the act of building, how could a person who contributes a lot of money to the Bis HaMikdosh be mekayem the mitzvah of Yosel Mikdosh? So we see from the Rambam that the Kima mitzvah does not consist in the act of building, of putting stones one on top of the other, but it consists in having the Bis HaMikdosh born. In heaven, there is some English one. That's Rashi Shita. Now, but the Ramban says that what is called Hechsher Mitzvah? Hechsher Mitzvah is called only the Mechameir act in connection with some English. Let's say you have to bring over stones from a distant place to the Haram Rio. So you have to bring over. So you have to put a load of stones on a behemoth, and you have to be Mechameir. So that's not the act of building, that's a step, a preparatory step towards the act of building. But the act of building, the putting of stones one on top of the other, that is not Hechsher Mitzvah, that's Gufa Mitzvah. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Rashi. Now, so we don't have to say that the Ramban is Chilik and Rashi and the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that the mitzvah consists in the act of building, not in having a mitzvah born. So then we'll have to say that the Ramban will be Chilik and the Rambam also, because the Rambam says that just as the mitzvah of Osul and Mikdosh implies an obligation of building, anyone who can build can participate in the physical act of building, is mechuyev to participate in the physical act of building. So one who can contribute money, so he is mechuyev to contribute money. So that means So the Ramban will disagree with that. I mean, I don't know any Rishon that disagrees that contributing money towards the Beis HaMikdash comes with the mitzvah of Asos HaMikdash. So we can say that all Rishonim agree that the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, does not consist in the Maise, the Kiyum HaMitzvah does not consist in the act of building, but in having a Beis HaMikdash. In having a Beis HaMikdash, as a matter of fact, the Rambam counts it among the mitzvahs HaMutoris al HaTzibo. So every Yochid is Mechuyev, because every Yochid is a member of the Tzibo. But it's a mitzvah that is essentially incumbent upon the Tzibo. It's not shayach to say that Tzibo is Mechuyev to build. The Tzibo is Mechuyev to have a Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, so the Ramban will also agree that the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a Beis HaMikdash. Not in the etzem act of building, but so why does the Ramban say that only the mechamer act is hechsha mitzvah, but binyan itself is gufa mitzvah? Because the Ramban holds that when is the chisom of not beidne, if an act that is not in maisa mitzvah involves a violation of a law, so then it's not the evening. But let's say if somebody will go up, let's say somebody will cut off the horn of a ram and Rish HaShanah in order to have a shave. So for another reason there couldn't be any tria, because in Eset Eichel is a Sevese. But let's say it will be a case where Meloch and Yomtev will not be a lace sevesi. Now there is one shita sarishen in Teisves in Gdushin that by Noshim, so the essay of Yomtev doesn't apply, and Memele the aloche of Inese Deich Alese Sevese doesn't apply to Noshim. So still Anishe will not be but the child doesn't arise, because Anishe is pure of Shefer anyway. It's in Mrs. Man Gomer. But suppose we'll have such a case. So, and well, it will not involve Elisa Sevese. So there won't be any tchia. Why? Because it's not Bidne. So the cutting off the horn from the ram is only a means toward an end. It's not only doesn't constitute the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it doesn't even constitute a Maise Mitzvah. It's just like when a person drives the car to let's say in New York to Essex Street in order to buy an Esrik for Yom Tov. Is that a Maisa Mitzvah when a week before Sukkot he drives the car to Essex Street in order to buy an Esrik? So it's only means, it's only a Hechsher. It's not even the Maisa Mitzvah. He'll get Schar for that too. For a Hechsher he also gets Schar. But it doesn't constitute even a Maisa Mitzvah. Masha'in Kein, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban is made it. That the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a Beis HaMikdash, not in the act of putting layers one stone on top of the other. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah is fulfilled after the Beis HaMikdash is all done. Let's say it might take years to build the Beis HaMikdash. So until it is all done, so no one is mekayim the mitzvah. The tzibur will be mekayim the mitzvah after the whole building process is completed. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a Beis HaMikdash bonu, but the act of putting stones upon one on top of the other is a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah, but a Maisa HaMitzvah it is. It's not like driving a car to Essex Street days before Sukkot in order to look at an Esrik and possibly to find an Esrik. That's only a Hechsher. That's not even the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the act of putting stones one on top of the other is the Maisa Mitzvah, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having a Beis HaMikdash bono. So let's say it takes 2 years for the Tzibo to build a Beis HaMikdash. To build a Beis HaMikdash, let's say in the time of Vayisheni, so they started to build a Beis HaMikdash, and then because of the Kusi, the Shemreini, so they had to interrupt, and then it was resumed years later. So when were the Mikhaim the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? When was the Tzibur at that time Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Vosel HaMikdash? Only after it was completed. So for 2 years the Klal Yisrael might be engaged
in the act of building this Amikdosh and the Kima Mitzvah, they're not Mikayim until it is fully completed. So, but in Maisa Mitzvah it is. So there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban as to whether the mitzvah of Oslo Migdosh is a mitzvah of building or of having to be some English born. Even the Ramban will agree with Rashi that the mitzvah is of having to be some English born, not of the act of building. But the Ramban says, in regard to the act of building, so that's not the Kuyma mitzvah. But it is the Maisa Mitzvah, and as long as it is a Maisa Mitzvah, so it's Bidne. Whereas Rashi holds that in order to be Bidne, then it must be simultaneous, then the violation of the law must be simultaneous with the Kiyama Mitzvah. And if it is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, but not simultaneous with the Kiyama Mitzvah, it's not Bidne. That's the Machlekes. Now, so Teisves here, he certainly does not agree with Rashi. And he holds that if it is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, so then it's considered being. But some Mimele Teisves will also agree that suppose the male was in prison or he was sick, he was unconscious Erev Shabbos. And he couldn't have prepared. Then the father was also unconscious. He couldn't have prepared. And then on Shabbos, they are both well. So thesis will be made there that neither the father nor the male will be allowed to carry the Nizemun Moshe Sarabu. Because, as the Karenero in Erev says, when the Mishnah says, Machshirei Mitzvah, Shabbos is in the Yechides Shabbos. The implication being, She Yefsher is the Yechides Shabbos. So what does the Yefsher mean? Yefsher means the act of Mila itself. Any Maise in the process of Mila. Because generally, so that is generally Yefsher. So that's why the Mishnah formulates it that way. But let's say carrying the Yizemun Rishus Rabim, even if in a specific situation it was Yefsher, so it's not Yechid Shabbos. Because it's not Beidne. So, but Teisves mentions this Raya. Now, what is the mitzvah of Einish Bez? So the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, I say, Liskel, Kol Mishachayev skill. A separate mitzvah, I say, Lishreif Kol Mishachayev skill. A separate, Laharik Kol Mishachayev skill. Lachneik Kol Mishachayev chenek. The Ramban in the Sifra Mitzvah is Masik. He says, all the Mrs. Bez now included in one mitzvah, Uviat Orom Nikabechel. So what is the mitzvah of Uviat Orom Nikabechel? And the same thing could be true according to the Rambam too. But it's certainly true according in regard to the mitzvah of Uviat Orom Nikabechel. Because the mitzvah of Uviat Orom Nikabechel does not consist in the act of the execution. The mitzvah of Beato Orom Mikabecho consists in making sure that all those who are Nichayev Mise should be executed. But the execution of some Mimele, there is a Raya that because the Gemara at the end of Chum, Mamish at the end of Chum, so the Gemara says that if someone sees that a Behime or an Oph was healing as a Nevesh, so there is a chiyuv mise, even if behime, sheir anisko, in other words, if the sheir is horeg odom, or even if an oph kills a human being, so he's also chayuv mise. So if someone sees that if a sheir or an oph kills a human being, he's mechuyev to bring the sheir or the oph to bezin. Liki human being will be out of oron mekebech. So in other words, So the bat oron mekebech does not consist only in the act of executing the one that is Nigmar Dinei. In carrying out, in meeting out an Einish. So the Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in having the Nibn executed. But the Etzem Act is a Maisa Mitzvah. And not only the Etzem Act of the execution is a Maisa Mitzvah. Everything that is needed
before the execution is part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. So in other words, not only the putting of the psilo, the molten psilo, into the mouth of the Baskeyan is a Maisa Mitzvah, even the preparation of the psilo is also part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah, as far as the Kiyuma Mitzvah is concerned. So even the act of executing is not the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Kiyuma Mitzvah consists not in the act of killing the Nidin, but in the fact that the Nidin is executed. It's the same thing as Ligabe Ibiyam Misa Mikdosh, but the execution act is a Maisa Mitzvah, and the preparation of the psilo is also a Maisa Mitzvah. So Mimele is Vidne. So then you ask, so why does Teisa say V'hochet V'yefshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos? So V'yefshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos, so even if it's Efshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos, but this is Teisa Shite is not like Rashi. Teisa Shite is like the Ramban, that when is Nebidne, when he Hechsher, when at the time of the violation of the law there is only a Hechsher, a step towards the Maisa Mitzvah. But if the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, even though it's not simultaneous with the Kiyuma Mitzvah, so then it is Beidne. So why does Tesis have to say, in other words, he agrees with the Ramban, not with Rashi. So why does Tesis have to say, Vochet B'yefshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos? The answer is no. Inochename, even if it's Efshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos, it would still be Beidne. But then for a different reason, there couldn't be Tchiyah, because then it would be actually Kaim Shnei. Not because of Beidne, but because Efshe L'Kayim Shneihem. If it's Efshe Lassis, it's HaPsilo Merav Shabbos. And there is, this is all discussed in the subjunctive. In other words, if Mrs. Bezdin had been Deiche, so then Teisa says, but it would be Deiche only if he Efshe Lassis, HaPsilo Merav Shabbos. But if Efshe Lassis, HaPsilo Merav Shabbos, so then it wouldn't be Deiche, even if there hadn't been Exeras HaKosov, that Mrs. Bezdin is not Deiche. Even if the Zasakosif had been, even if the Aloch had been that Mrs. Bezdin is Deiche, so it would only be Deiche if it's Efshe Lassis HaPsilo Merav Shabbos. But be Efshe not because it's not Beidne, because then it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneihem. Let's assume that Mrs. Bezdin is Deiche Shabbos, but it's Efshe to prepare the Psilo Friday, and he doesn't. He prefers to go to sleep rather, to take a nap rather than to prepare the Psilo. So it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneihem. Why should he be allowed to do it on Shabbos? It's actually Kaim Shneihem. But as far as Beidne is concerned, yes Beidne or no Beidne, so even if it had been Efshe Lassis HaPsilo, it still would be Beidne, because Tesis, she tastes like the Ramban, that when is it not Beidne, if the violation of the law is not simultaneous even with the Maisa Mitzvah, only with the Hechsher. Only with the Hechsher. You see, because you see, that's the raya is from the Teisves in Teisves as the Kashe. Why do we have to be kefir the Rav to be mishachel chotzer v'dochirim? Let him be eveir. Receive the isha. The eser period of Ivyo should be deiche. The race is a receive the isha. So Teisves says no, it's not being. Why? Because the kiyum mitzvah. Because when is the mitzvah bishas gmar beir, and when is And when he's able to say before the Gemara be a Bishas Aroi. Now, as far, let's say, if Teitzves Shite had been, like Rashi, that even when the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's not simultaneous with the Kiyuma Mitzvah, so it's still not be Ibne. So then Teitzves would say that even the love he would behave only from Tesis implies that the only reason as to why it's not Beidne is because he is able to love before Gmar Bied. The implication being that if he would be able to love only at Gmar Bied, then it would be Beidne. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be Beidne even if he would be able to love at Gmar Bied, not at Aroi, because he's not behind the mitzvah at Gmar Bied. Mabia, she becomes Mirberes, but the Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in having a child. And Halacha is that if someone, let's say, has a child, and then the child dies, so, and if he doesn't have any other children, so he was not behind the Mitzvah.
So the Kima Mitzvah does not consist at the moment of Gmar Bia. The Kima Mitzvah consists in the fact that he has a child.